Welcome to the Happy Menopause Podcast with me, Jackie Lynch, nutritionist and founder of the Well 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 Nutrition Clinic, where I specialise in women's health and the menopause. There are multiple ways that diet and lifestyle can support you through the challenges of midlife. And my latest book, The Happy Menopause, Smart Nutrition to Help You Flourish, is packed with all my best nutrition advice to help you tailor your diet to your menopause symptoms. Join me and my expert guests on a journey through midlife in this podcast and find out how you can have a healthy and happy menopause. The theme for this year's World Menopause Day in October was cognition and mood, and I recorded two podcast specials on the subject. One was with the brilliant Dr. Sabina Brennan, author of 100 Days to a Younger Brain, and the other is with David Robson about the expectation effect, which is a fascinating insight into how our expectations can influence our ability to lose weight, our fitness, the quality of our sleep, and even the rate at which we age. If you've missed out on either of these, then do listen in, because they're completely brilliant. But it seemed to me that the missing piece in the jigsaw here was the nutrition angle. And as a nutritionist, you know that's my thing. So I've decided to go solo in this episode, so that we can focus on good mood foods. Because there is no doubt that what we eat can have a huge impact on our brain and cognitive function. But first, I'd like to give a quick shout out to my sponsor, Better You, who make it possible for me to produce this podcast. We need optimum levels of vitamin D to absorb the calcium which keeps our bones strong and healthy. And that's why a supplement really is a non-negotiable for women in midlife. Vitamin D also plays a key role in supporting immune function, protecting against infection, and it can influence our mood and mental health too. I'm a big fan of the Better You Vitamin D oral sprays, which include products suitable for all the family that are very simple to use and with a delicious peppermint flavour. Discover their full range of vitamin and mineral sprays and their wonderfully calming magnesium products, which come as lotions, bath salts and skin sprays, by visiting betteryou.com/THM, where listeners can get 20% off at checkout using the code THM, subject to terms and conditions. So that's betteryou.com/THM, plus the discount code THM, which stands for The Happy Menopause. Nice and easy to remember. And so on to today's episode. Mood swings, anxiety and brain fog are incredibly common issues for women in their early 40s onwards, which can come as an unwelcome surprise. It's not always easy to join the dots and realise that you started the perimenopause, especially if your periods are still regular and you think you're too young. These early warning signs of the menopause are commonly due to a change in progesterone levels, which is typically the first hormone to start fluctuating. While it's always important to speak to your doctor if you're concerned about your mental health, it's also helpful to get your diet right too. The correct balance of nutrients can be a key player in helping to balance your hormones and address any deficiencies that may be affecting your mood and mental health. I explore this in much more detail in my book, The Happy Menopause, Smart Nutrition to Help You Flourish. So do take a look if you'd like more information. But to get you started, here are 8 ways that your food choices can help to calm your nerves, regulate your mood, and clear your brain. Let's start with B vitamins, because they really are a key player in mental health and well-being. B vitamins are a group of individual nutrients that work as a team to support a range of different functions in the body, and a deficiency in one can often indicate a deficiency in another. This is why they commonly feature as a B complex when you're looking at supplements, so that you get a bit of everything. Now, although they share a name, each B vitamin has a quite distinctive supportive role in the body. They're categorised in a numbered system from 1 to 12, although some numbers no longer feature because the nutrient was later discovered not to actually be a vitamin at all. B vitamins play an important role in converting nutrients into serotonin, the good mood neurotransmitter. So a deficiency in one or more could lead to emotional disturbances, depression, and poor cognitive function. Vitamin B1, or thiamine as it's sometimes known, supports cognitive function, learning capacity, and memory. B3, B5, and B6 are all vital for the correct functioning of the brain and nervous system. And low levels of vitamin B12 can leave you feeling exhausted, as well as triggering issues of low mood, loss of motivation, poor memory and concentration, all common concerns for the midlife woman. A simple blood test from your doctor will identify a deficiency. And it's important to keep an eye on this, because the trend towards plant-based diets could affect your B12 levels. You see, it's only naturally found in animal sources, such as meat, fish, or eggs, so vegans would benefit from taking a supplement. And it's worth knowing that the body can store vitamin B12 for 3 to 5 years. So if you've been a vegan for a while and are only just experiencing these symptoms, it's possible that your stocks have simply run out at this point. So it really is worth exploring. The other B vitamins are found in most foods in small quantities, and vegetables are a particularly good source. So try skewing your 5 a day in favour of veg rather than fruit. But be careful how you cook them. B vitamins are water soluble. So try steaming or steam frying instead. Because if you're in the habit of boiling your vegetables to glory, you can lose up to 40% of the goodness down the sink when you're draining them. They can also be depleted by chronic stress and regular alcohol consumption, even just a small amount. So it's worth taking a hard look at your lifestyle in case you need to make some changes. The next one worth a look is magnesium. It's a fabulous nutrient, which has over 300 different roles in the body. So it's a real all-rounder that can support your energy levels, relieve headaches, relax your aching muscles, and tune up a sluggish bowel, all of which could affect your mood. And if you're feeling jittery and anxious, magnesium can be a big help because of its role in calming the nervous system and regulating our body's response to stress. Low levels of magnesium might also result in anxiety and panic attacks, and inhibit the production of serotonin. Leafy green vegetables such as spinach, rocket, watercress, and kale are all great sources of magnesium, as well as being a one-stop shop for other menopause-friendly nutrients, such as calcium, iron, vitamin K, and vitamin C. What a great reason for eating your greens every day. I'd advise 2 to 3 handfuls each day to really top up those magnesium levels. Almonds, cashews, pumpkin seeds, pulses and brown rice are all good sources too. Or you could treat yourself to a bit of me time and have an Epsom salts bath or foot bath. Epsom salts are magnesium sulfate and it will absorb through the skin, calming you and relaxing your muscles so that you feel like a whole new woman after a stressful day. And here's another shout out to my sponsor Better You, who do a fabulous range of magnesium skin sprays, lotions and salts that you might like to try. Don't forget the discount code THM for 20% off at the checkout. Why might you be low in magnesium? Well, perhaps you're not eating your greens. Chronic stress also depletes magnesium, and high-dose calcium supplements can affect the balance of magnesium in the body. It's also affected by certain medication, such as steroids and antibiotics. If you're looking to supplement, I'd be looking at either a magnesium citrate. That has the added bonus of helping to relieve constipation, which can be a common problem for women in midlife. But some people find the citrate form too stimulating for their digestion, in which case a magnesium glycinate would be a better bet for you. Please always check with your doctor before you start taking any supplements, if you have a medical condition or are taking any medication, to avoid any potentially harmful interactions. And do respect the recommended dosage on the label. It's there for a reason. Let's talk protein next. If you're a regular listener, you'll have heard me say this before. In my clinical experience, many women simply don't eat enough protein. And it's incredibly important that we do, because the human body is made of protein, and we need it for the growth and repair of our cells, especially if we're recovering from illness or injury. Our skin, hair, and nails, which can often be affected during the menopause, are made of protein, and we need it for healthy muscles and bones too. But it's absolutely essential for our mental health as well, because the body uses the amino acids found in protein to generate neurotransmitters that keep our brain firing on all cylinders. So we've got to give our body the tools to do the job. And by the way, serotonin isn't the only neurotransmitter that improves your mood and banishes the blues. Adrenaline, noradrenaline and dopamine all have the feel-good factor too, and help to improve motivation, concentration and memory, as well as contributing to stress management. Low levels of these neurotransmitters can leave you feeling lethargic, distracted, demotivated, and over time may result in low mood or depression. Aim to eat some protein with every meal and snack to give your body the tools it needs to support your brain and nervous system. Protein-rich foods include meat, fish, eggs, dairy, pulses, hummus, soya, quinoa, nuts and nut butters, and seeds. Complete proteins, found in all the animal foods, contain all the essential amino acids in one easy package. The body takes these and converts them into the rest of the amino acids we need. A little bit like using primary colours to create the full spectrum of the rainbow. However, many plant proteins contain some, but not all the amino acids you need. So it's important to have a good variety and keep rotating different plant-based foods in order to access everything you need. Soya and quinoa are examples of complete plant proteins. And if you're on an exclusively plant-based diet, it's wise to include at least one of these in your diet each day to cover all the bases. The next thing I want to look at is your digestive health, because it may surprise you to know that your gut plays a big role in your mood and mental health. In fact, scientists have started to recognise it as our second brain. The gut and the brain are connected by a long nerve called the vagus nerve, which constantly sends messages back and forth. If you struggle with IBS symptoms like bloating or inconsistent bowel movements, your unhappy gut will send distress signals to the brain, affecting your mood. Conversely, if you're anxious about something, alarm signals will pass back down the vagus nerve to the gut, which is why digestive symptoms often get much worse when we're stressed. And there's more. I've mentioned the good mood neurotransmitter serotonin a couple of times already. This is the neurotransmitter that manages a whole host of areas that impact our mood, such as happiness, sleep, appetite, and sexual desire. So a deficiency can have a direct impact on mental health and well-being, and it's commonly associated with low mood and depression. About 95% of serotonin is produced in the gut via the microbiome, which is that collection of beneficial bacteria in the large intestine. So you can see that it makes good sense to ensure that the serotonin production factory is in good order, so that you've got the right balance of good bugs to keep you happy and cheerful. So how do we do that? There's some interesting research emerging around the therapeutic role of probiotics in supporting our mental health. But of course, there are multiple different strains, so it's hard to know where to start if you're looking at supplements. Why not let your very clever body do the job instead, by giving it the raw materials to generate and multiply levels of beneficial bacteria that are already in the gut? The first way to do this is to make sure that your diet is rich in fibre, because this is incredibly important to maintain a healthy digestive tract. Fibre promotes friendly bacteria and cell function in the gut, supporting the production of serotonin. The best sources of fibre are whole grains, vegetables, and fruits with an edible skin, as these tend to be higher in fibre. A quick and easy way to boost your fibre intake is to swap to the brown version of everything: wholemeal bread, brown rice, whole wheat pasta. Aim for a high fibre morning cereal, something that contains around 5 grams of fibre per 50 gram serving. Make sure your lunchtime sandwich uses wholemeal bread and contains at least 2 different salad vegetables. Or you could try snacking on vegetables such as carrots, radishes or cucumber with hummus, and add an extra portion of veg to your evening meal to boost your daily intake. Another really good strategy is to have a lot of variety in your diet, because the gut microbiome thrives on variety and novelty. Most of us get into a bit of a rut with our food, same old recipes, same old vegetables. It's understandable that we do that when we're busy, because it makes life easier. But the problem is that our gut bacteria will just get used to that and won't see any good reason to multiply. But send something new down there and it will really perk things up. The more variety there is, the happier your beneficial gut bacteria will be, and the more it will grow and multiply, supporting your internal serotonin factory. So my challenge to you is to eat 50 different whole foods each week. That could be different meats or fish, a range of fruits and vegetables, different grains like rye, spelt, amaranth, corn or quinoa, as well as the more obvious wheat or rice, different types of nuts and seeds, and all sorts of lentils and beans. Mix it up a bit. Your gut will thank you for it, and so will your brain. One other area you could consider is fermented foods, such as kefir, a fermented milk product that you can get in all the supermarkets now, kimchi or sauerkraut, which are fermented vegetable products, or kombucha, a fermented drink. All of these are rich in beneficial bacteria, so your gut will be very happy if one or more of these features regularly in your diet, so give it a try. Anyone with histamine intolerance would be wise to steer clear, though, as fermented foods tend to be high in histamine. But for most of us, they're a great option to support your gut and, by extension, your mental health. A couple of other things to consider. The first one is blood sugar balance. Oh, here we go. I hear you cry. I bet you think I'm like a broken record on this one because I'm always talking about blood sugar balance. But it really is crucial to the health and well-being of every body system. In this case, did you know that your brain is exclusively reliant on glucose as a source of energy? The rest of the body can fall back on fats or proteins to generate energy if carb sources are low. But our brain can't do that. A steady drip feed of glucose is what it likes best because it thrives on regularity. Stuff it with too much sugar in one go and you're likely to get hyper, jittery and anxious. Leave it too long between meals and the neural pathways will stop functioning as well as they should. So the nice, steady consumption of complex carbohydrate from whole grains and vegetables spread across the day is the way to go. Top that up with protein each time because it slows down the release of carbohydrate into the blood and your brain will have a good steady supply of glucose to keep it ticking over nicely. What else? Well, your brain also needs to be properly hydrated. Just 2% dehydration can affect concentration and focus by up to 15%, which is a lot, especially if your hormones are already playing havoc with your neural pathways. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water over the course of the day. And remember that fruit and vegetables are good sources of water too, which could help with your tally if you find it hard to drink a lot. And a final shout out for two other things. One is vitamin D. There's a lot of emerging research around the role of vitamin D in mental health. So if you're already doing everything I said, this could be another angle to explore. I dedicated a whole podcast to vitamin D back in September. So if you're not sure if or why you might need it, do listen in as you'll probably find it helpful. And don't forget to check your iron levels. Some of the lesser known symptoms of iron deficiency anemia are low mood and anxiety. And if you're struggling with heavy periods or flooding during the perimenopause, then that could be a factor. So there you have it, 8 different ways you can take positive action to support your mood and mental health. Get cracking with those 50 different foods each week and you won't go far wrong. There's lots more information in my book, The Happy Menopause, if you're after more detail about the different ways nutrition can support your menopause symptoms. Other things to think about include the role of CBT, cognitive behavioural therapy in mental health. This is something I discuss at length with Dr. Melanie Smith in Season 3, Episode 8. There's also some great advice on mindfulness to manage anxiety and overwhelm from Bex Armstrong in Season 1, Episode 3. And I'd also suggest you check out Season 2, Episode 7 with Rachel Weiss, as we discuss how to manage anxiety and enhance emotional well-being. If you struggle with low mood, I'd really recommend arming yourself with all the tools available by listening to these experts, as well as making the changes I've described to your diet. You could feel like a whole new woman. I'll pop links to all of these in the show notes, which you'll find on the podcast page of my website, well-well-well.co.uk. Next month, I'm exploring the super helper syndrome and looking at a survival guide for compassionate people. Does that sound like you? Make sure you subscribe so that you don't miss out. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please give it a 5-star rating and a short review on Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you listen on. And do tell your friends and family about it too. I'd be so grateful because it really does make a huge difference to the visibility of the podcast so that more women can find the show. After all, every woman deserves to have a happy menopause. Thanks so much for listening. Bye for now.